An Orish and a Choker both take the produce of the field, and they give, an Orish gives a percentage of the produce as his, what he pays to have the right to cultivate the field. But he gets all the cultivation except for that percentage. A Choker gives a flat amount from the produce, no matter how much the field produces or doesn't produce. And a Kavlan gets paid a flat rate to take the field and develop it, and he gets nothing from the produce. He just is a contractor. Okay, so those are the three things. Okay, Omar Shmuel. Mekabli kibolas besochat chumas. Most Rishonim, including Rashi, learn this is talking on Shabbos. Shabbos Yomtif, a Kavlan, somebody, a goy, who is a contractor. So he's building the house, and he gets paid to do it according to the job. Nobody hires him by the day. He has a certain calendar to finish, right? And therefore, he's not working for the person on Shabbos. He doesn't have to work on Shabbos b'chlal. He doesn't want to. He's working on Shabbos for his own sake because he wants to finish the job with Esther or whatever. So Shmuel says, Mekabli kibolas besochat tchum aser. Right? If he's working within the tchum, where Jews can see it, it's aser, because one of the reasons is that we're afraid that people will think that he's a day worker. He's just hired to work on Shabbos, which is aser to hire a goy to do work for you on Shabbos, or even to tell him to do work for you on Shabbos. Chutz l'tchum mutter. But if he's outside the tchum, so nobody's going to see him, he's building something for you outside the tchum, then what's it called? Mutter. Rashi. Mekabli kibolis b'sochat chum aser. Lite melocha l'nokri b'kibolis ki avdi le b'shabbos. Right. Work that a goy is going to do on Shabbos for you as a contractor. The yadi kuli alma va'amri hayom b'shabbos yoyle. Because people know that he's working and they'll think that he's not a contractor, but he's a day worker. V'had d'shari b'shil perakam b'shabbos. Liten kelim v'kobes perak Shabbos. Im chashecha. In Shabbos it says that Hillel held you're allowed to give clothing to a goyish of cleaners on Erev Shabbos. Right? Even if he's going to wash them on Shabbos, as long as you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, you told him, I'll pick it up on Monday. He could do it on Sunday. Right? He has plenty of time to do it before Shabbos or after Shabbos. If he chooses to do it on Shabbos, his own business. I feel the sochat chum, mishum de kvisa benachri midid lo minker v'lekech shod. There, it's not nicker whose clothing it is. Right? The laundry, nobody knows whose clothing the guy is wet washing. That's what Rashi learns. Others say that there's a difference between Avodas Karka and Avodas Metalklin. If the thing is not, you're not working on real estate, right? Just movable things, and it's not in the house of the person who is, what's it called, commissioning it, the Jew, it's in the Goy's house or his factory or whatever, then it's Mutter. On the other hand, real estate is a different story. Omra Papa, Vafilu Chutz L'Tchum Lo Amran Er Deleka Moser D'Mekar V'Lohosem. Even Chutz L'Tchum is only mutter if there's no Jewish city close enough that people could come from that city. It's outside your Tchum, but it's within the Tchum of another city. Avalika Moser D'Mekar V'Lohosem Moser. There's another city that's close to it, and Jews could conceivably come and see what's doing, then that's Oser also. Rashi, aval iika moser de mekar velahosum osun poal in nochrim masurim the inu yadi gahani nochrim avdile malacha v'amrei v'shabse yoyvul. Right, then it's also to give these kablonim work to do on Shabbos because the people will think that you hired them by the day. And therefore, there's a discussion with Rishonim. What happens? Something that no one ever hires anybody to do it by the day. It's always done through a kablon. Right? It's not something that people hire people to do by the day. It's not that kind of work. So the Rishonim hold, therefore, that there's no chshad. There's no marasayin over there. Because everybody knows. I know this whole law. Even in that kind of situation, it's awesome. Okay. Asher, da'amri hayom yavulet. People say that he gave him the work to do today. And they're working for him, which is awesome. Omrav Mishar Sheikh. Even if there's no city close by, right? And therefore also, according to this, that heter would only be on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed, where there's no Isser of Tumim, to give a goy work to do, even Chutz L'Tchum, where Jews can come there, on Chol HaMoed is Asur also. This heter of Chutz L'Tchum, and there's no other Jewish city nearby, only applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, let's get to that in a second. Where it says, even where there's no other city, just Chutz L'Tchum, Nomi lo amrin ele b'shabbos yom tovim. The lo shchicha in shivazul hasim. That's only Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the very unusual circumstance that somebody is going to end up going chutz l'tchum for something that you're allowed to go chutz l'tchum for and see these people working. Aval b'chol shul moed, the shchicha in shi, the azli v'asul v'hasul masur. But chol moed, where people do travel chutz l'tchum, it's a natural thing, therefore this heter doesn't apply. Rashi, no, it's not Rashi. Marzutra Bereder of Nachman, Bonele Apadna, Mekabli Kibolis Chutz L'Tchum. Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, had contractors, Goyisha contractors, build him a Padna, is a nice house outside the Tchum. Ikur of Safra of Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Vlo Olugadei. And Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinna wouldn't go into the house. They wouldn't have any hanah from it, since it was built on Shabbos. Even though Lechor will see them, though Lechor it was its mutter, it's at least chutz l'tchum. Right? We'll see why they wouldn't go in. He kedamre who nomilo al gedgave. Even he, right, didn't go in. So the strategy over here is to what did he have to think at the beginning? So some say that he made a mistake. He thought you're allowed to have the kablon, so he changed his mind. Others say very simply, he wrote a contract with the kablan and he told him he's not allowed to work on Shabbos. And then he found out the guy didn't keep the contract and he worked on Shabbos. So even he didn't go into his own house. Didn't want to be in a henna from the house. Where says, Vomer Shmuel, Kabli Kibos, Besoka, Tchum Aser, Chutz L'Tchum Mutter. And I says, Mutter, what was the problem over here? Where it says, Adam Chashiv Shani. Since he was an Adam Chashiv, people may learn from this to do things that are not allowed. They won't realize that he did it because it was chutz l'tchum or whatever, and therefore he was machmer on himself not to be nehenna from this. Others, it's mashim over here that it was only a chumra. From Yikr Adin, that's how the Beis Yosef learns, Yikr Adin, if a house is built on Shabbos, after Motzei Shabbos, Bechdei Shiyas, I guess the last thing that was done, you're allowed to be nehenna from it. It's built by a goy. However, if what's it called, some Rishonim hold that since a house is a davar mefursam, that's mechubar lekarka, if it was built by Isra on Shabbos, you never can go into that house. You never be in the hand for that house. It wasn't just a chumra over here. It was a chumra over here because it was chutz l'tchum. But if it wasn't chutz l'tchum, it was built by Isra, you're never allowed to go into it. Yikad de'amrei, siyua sayeye betivne v'hadayu. Right, over here it was usher because Rav Marzutra helped the guy out, the kablan, with the straw. He provided him with the straw, so he didn't give it over to him completely, so he was involved personally, and therefore it looked bad, even if it was chutz l'tchum. People knew that he was involved in this project, and therefore either he himself didn't go into the house, or at least these two Amoroyim didn't go into the house. Rashi, Sayeya Betivna, he supplied them with the straw to make the cement. Since he was helping, therefore it's also. Rav Chama shora lehu lavungri devei reish kalu shalemeved lo avidito b'chol lemuada. Rav Chama permitted the avungri. Avungri were people, carpenters, who fixed tables on Chol HaMoed. It's ochel nefesh. It's what's it called? The machshiri ochel nefesh. You need a table to eat on. The table got ruined. It's tzorach hamoed. If it's meleches hedyel, then it's mutter. And these carpenters putting the tables back together again was maisa hedyel. And bungari misadri shulchanos. There are people who put tables together. Lenever avidetayu and nishvar shulchan shari l'sakno. If the table got broken on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to fix it. Why? Omar, even the agar loko shakli, but there's another problem over here. The malacha may be mutter, but you're not allowed to do it for pay. Not to pay somebody to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So why over here was it mutter? Right? They got paid for doing this. It wasn't just doing malacha for your own thing. Right? So when it says, even the agar lokoshakli, the arrangement of these people was they didn't get paid. But they got room and board. And whatever work came up, they have a handyman who lives in a place, doesn't get a salary, and for the, what's it called, his salary is basically his room and board. Since he doesn't get a salary, and he does whatever work, he doesn't get paid by the piece or whatever, he's always there ready to do whatever he has to do, and he's basically a live-in handyman, that's okay. The local shakli sharshui with the komisharshui, like the last one, but that's not called paying somebody to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. In addition to that, what halacha is that there are situations where you are allowed to pay somebody. The person has nothing to eat. He can't support himself, and he won't be able to pay for his yontif expenses. And that person's malacha that you're allowed to do is allowed to take money for it. Or you need the malacha done, and it's a malacha that's mutar on Chol HaMoed, like over here. Then you can't find anybody to do it without pay. So then you're allowed to pay somebody to do it also. You're just there, you pay it for Havlah, you don't pay it for Diyam and Chol HaMoed, you pay it as a monthly thing, they do other work or whatever. Excuse me. And that's how they get paid. Somebody here at Shaila, they have somebody who cleans their house on a regular basis. And the malachas they do or not, Isurim. Thank you very much. ברוך אתה ה' אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. I don't know if it's going to help, but it tastes good. somebody had people clean their house for them, and they needed them to come on Chol HaMoed, and the malachas that are mutter, and they couldn't find anybody to do it for free. Right? And these people weren't going to do it for free either. So then they were allowed to pay them, and they paid them the kibolus. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's see, Rashi. It's not considered getting paid for their work. They get their meals. That's not considered pay. Okay, you're allowed to accept, make an order of a hire a contractor on Chol HaMoed to do malacha after Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do it. Right? Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't do it because of Dabar Dov. Right? That's one reason. Right? And also because there were shlichus l'chumra. But Chol HaMoed, neither of those things apply. There's no Dabar Dov on Chol HaMoed. If we want to make a contract on Chol HaMoed for the work to be done after Chol HaMoed. For Moed also. But you can't contract him to work on Chol HaMoed. Anything you're allowed to do, you're allowed to tell a Nochri to do on Chol HaMoed. Anything you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to tell a Goy to do on Chol HaMoed either. Rashi, and like every klal, there are exceptions. Ketanya idach, mekablin kibolus b'moed la social akra moed. You're allowed to sign a contract, accept a contract as a contractor on Chol HaMoed for something that's going to be done after Chol HaMoed. However, many times when they hire the contractor, so they measure the area to begin with so they could write up the contract and specify what exactly the job was. That is too much of an uvda d'chol, that you can't do. You can write a general contract and work out the details after Chol HaMoed. But a detailed contract which involves measuring and weighing or whatever that not. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Marbiyin Behema B'Chol HaShomoid. You can't mate animals on Chol HaMoed. Ki Yotzibo, Ein Marbiyin B'Bchor V'Lo B'Pshulei HaMikdashim. You can't mate a Bechor or Pshulei HaMikdashim. We'll see in one second which one is the Bechor. The Bechor is obviously the male. Child is, because Bechor can't be a female. But Pshulei HaMikdashim can be females too. You're not allowed to do work with a Bechor. You're not allowed to do work with Pshulei HaMikdashim. So the mating of the animal is doing work with it. Child is, what exactly does that mean? So the Mishnah Melech says that the work is the Zohar. The Zohar is doing the work, not the Nekev. So therefore, what's it called? This is the Bechor. You can't work with the Bechor, and using the Bechor as a stud to mate with a female animal is a, what's it called, is doing Malacha with the Bechor. Similarly, by Tshilei HaMukdashim, it would be talking about the male can't do work with a male Tshilei HaMukdashim because you're not allowed to work with Tshilei HaMukdashim. Tshilei HaMukdashim is Kodshim that became Hossel, you redeem them, right? They're basically Chulin, but you can't shear their wool and use it, right? And you can't work with them, and you can't, what's it called, use their milk or whatever. They still remain Osir for certain things. One of them is work. You can't work with it. So that's one. The Minchas Chinuch holds that the work is the female. The male is not called work. But the female is having work done with her, right, mating her. Now, harder than how the whore, well, you can't be a female. Right? So, the Minchas Chinuch says, looking at a case where there are marbia, a zohar, and a zohar. Right, where the zohar played the role of a nekeva. I don't know why they did that. They may be thinking it was going to become pregnant. I don't know what the purpose was. Or it was homosexual bechoros. I don't know exactly what the... So it's a wild case. That's what he says. But so it's machlokas, which is considered the malacha. Either the male is considered the malacha, which is a more partial case in the Gemara, or the female is considered the malacha, not the male. Hanya idach, ein marbiyin behema bechoros shomoi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamora shetava marbiyin olei zohar. And the Minchas Chinuch says it's meduyik, because it says, ein marbiyin bibechor. It doesn't say ein marbiyin bechor. Ein marbiyin bibechor. Mashma, the bechor is the object, not the subject. Otherwise, you should have said ein marbiyin bechor. You can't take a male animal, and who's a bechor, and mate it with a female, because that's doing work. More mashma, the lashon is mashma like the Minchas Chinuch, even though the case is for sure mashma the other way.
Why can't the basis be with?
What?
With the
bechor. Yeah, but then it should have said, ein marbiyin bechor.
That sounds more.
No, ein marbiyin bechor means the mice of harva is taking a male and putting on a female. So, ein marbiyin bechor would mean you're not allowed to take a bechor and mate it. Ein marbiyin bibechor means you can't take another animal and mate it with a bechor. That's what it means for sinful and lush. And it's more mashma like that. Okay, that's one. However, Yehuda says a chamora that what's it called? The zohar already started up with her, and she what's it called? She's in heat. So you're allowed to mate her on chol hamoed. Why? Marbiyin olei zohar. They still shalot tzani, because if you don't, she'll cool off, and she won't be able to mate her after chol hamoed shadavar ha'avid. Therefore, it's mutter. Shar kol ha-behemus machnisin also the bakros. Other animals where you don't have to have an active part in mating them. Donkeys are stupid, and therefore they need help. But other animals don't need so much help. You put them into a corral, they'll know what to do on their own. They don't need that much help, and therefore, even though it's better probably to mate them yourself, but it's not a dover ha'ovid if you don't, and they'll put them in the corral and they'll take care of what they have to do. Rashi. Ein marbiyin behema mishum da'ovid malacha b'chol shomoy. That's considered, mating animals considered malacha. Ein marbiyin, ein olsin ha'behema. What does that mean, marbiyin? You don't hold the animal, umidiyin olei ha'zohar. You hold the nekeva, and you bring a zohar and mate it with the nekeva. Bibachor, the ka'avid be malacha, because you're doing malacha in the bechor. Uksiv osav bibachor shorecha. Right. The bakros makom sheyesh on behemos v'hirovas miasma. Put it into the corral and they'll mate on their own. But the donkey doesn't work like that. Okay. Atan rabban ein medayrin lo b'shabosus the lo b'yom tovim lo b'chol shomoyed. What they used to do is take animals and let them do their trachim. In places in the field where you need it to be fertilized. And that's how they fertilize the field. So you can't take an animal and put it in a place that needs to be fertilized on Shabbos Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, right? Because you're not allowed to fertilize your field on Shabbos Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. If the animals came themselves, you don't have to chase them away. If they picked a nice place to go to the bathroom and it happens to be a place where you need to have a thing fertilized, that's okay. You don't have to chase them away. They ain't messiahing or something, but you can't help them. Right? You can't, you know, say, wouldn't you like to rather, you know, use this spot or whatever. The ain't Muslim has shomer l'nayir asonim. And you can't put a shomer l'nayir asonim. Pashtus means to guard them. But it could mean also to agitate them. And then they go better. And the fertilizing is better. If the animals were given over to somebody who was hired by the week, month, year, or 7 year period, Shavua over here means Shemitah, then you could help them. Because not your work is their work. And they don't have to do it on Shabbos, like we said. The Goy does not do it on Shabbos, and if he chooses to fertilize the field on Shabbos, that's his business, and you could even help. Muslim Shomer Narsan, you could even send a Shomer to either agitate the tzon or watch the tzon. Rebbe Yomer B'Shabbos B'Tova, Shabbos, you don't get paid for that, right, for letting him do that. Just do it as a favor. B'Yomtiv Mizonos, Yomtiv, you can feed the guy. Even though the halacha is you can't invite a goy to what's it called to eat by you on Yom Tov because you're afraid you may cook for him, but you can give him the zonos to take home for himself as pay for his fertilizing your field. The moed is schar, and on Chol HaMoed you can even pay. Omer Yosef Hilchos Sukkah Rebbe, halacha is a Rebbe. Rashi, ein mesayin also a medayim here. You put the animals in the field in a place that needs to be fertilized, and they fertilize the field for you. You don't make the animal come in. They come in. But you can't, like, you know, walk in front of the animal and make sure it goes into this place or whatever. Oh, and if they're going, you don't walk there and start, you know, moving the animals, not physically, but again, standing in front of them so they move over the whole field, so the whole field gets fertilized. I feel that the boy in the house, even if they came by themselves, you're not allowed to be involved in the process. Lenayer Lishmor. Rashi learns Lenayer means to guard. To go in Nochrin, if they're going, then you can provide a goyish shomer for them. Another say Lenayer means like Vayenayer is Mitzrayim, to agitate. To agitate the animals to make them go better to the bathroom and make more fertilizer. Shchir Shabbos, Yisrachu Kol HaShavua, L'dayer Sodei. You hire him by the week. Shavua, Shemitah. Or you hire him for a 7 year period. Messiah, and then you can help him. Ki ilu shal nachrimu, because then it's not your malacha. It's it. You gave it over to him. He's responsible. You do whatever he wants. Right? So that's what's it called. And here, L'chora, either talking chutzutchum. So nobody knows that it's your animals or whatever, like we had with the building, or it's not something before some, and it's not considered like building something mechuber lekarka. It's the fertilizer that's awesome. So it could be that that's another reason why it's Muslim. The osa nochri b'shabbos the yontem signed them away. The lotarach malacha kolomark yichol nesayo so skir l'dayer. You're allowed to help this guy if he's hired out as a contractor for a week, a month, or whatever. Most of them roa echod l'nayir son. You can even give him a shomer. Since he's not hired for that Shabbos alone, it's not your malacha, it's his malacha. Rebbe Omer b'Shabbos b'tova in rotsa shum adam asayeh of also socher b'tova. So rotsa, if anybody wants to help, he has to do it as a favor. Kolomer b'chinam v'lo b'schar. Right, but on Yom Tov you can give him food for what's it called for doing you the favor. You don't have to what's it called do it for free. The Shiyua, and on what's it called on Chol HaMoed you can take money. The Chain Mishnah, Chain Mishuha Yoyen of the Sochabor. Same cases we had before. Before we had olives that you started to put into the olive press, and then something happened, and then this Chol HaMoed. And now if you don't finish the process or restart the process, it would be a big aveda. So Tanakama holds that you can only start the process, because if you start the process, it's not going to be a big loss, and a small loss you have to sustain. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can finish the whole process, because once you start, you can finish. So you have the same thing, the Iru Evil, and like we had in the first mission, same Shiloh. Either it's talking about Avelis Stam, and now you can't work on it. You can't work, so we said you can get somebody else to do it by Avelis. Oh, Onis, or now Cholamoid, something happened, and you couldn't finish it before Cholamoid. Oh, Shito, or his workers didn't show up. He was supposed to finish it before Yontif, he didn't. Now he's stuck with this stuff on Cholamoid. If he doesn't do it on Cholamoid, it's going to be a big loss. So Zolei, the Gomer, the Goth, Kedarko, Divir, Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds, said wrong, Rav Yossi is the one who holds you can finish the whole process. And Rav Yehuda, Omer, also Lovi, Mudim, Bishvil, Shlo, Yachnitz. And Rav Yehuda says you can start the process so the wine doesn't go sour, but you can't finish it till after Cholamoid. Rav Yossi holds you can, and the Achronim here on Ma'orer, then the first Mishnah, Rav Yossi came second, and Rav Yehuda came first. And here, what's it called? The order of the Tanoim is the opposite. Mar says, Mesocha Bor, Shalitmi Agas. The Bor is the place where you put the grapes before you press them. Also, Kli Shayayin Ophobo Min Agas, Kori Bor. Or the place where the wine goes after you press it is called the Bor. Zolde Fagomer Kedarka, Koloma Merik Oso Bechavis, the Gatha Chavis Megufa Gemur. You're allowed to even barrel the wine, finish the process. Also, Lovli Mudim, Eno Yochel Logos Kedarka. You can't, what's it called, finish the process and seal the barrels. Ela Shiachafim, Hainoli Mudim, Yishvishol Yachmish. You can cover the barrels, that they shouldn't go, the wine shouldn't go bad. But you can't seal the barrels till after Cholam Moed, because it's not going to be a big loss if you don't seal the barrels. Shin Eno Sos, Mo Machmish, because if you don't close it, it'll go bad. But if you don't seal it, it's not going to go bad.
What's the malacha of sealing the barrel?
Makeba Patish could be. What's it called? Cholam Moed doesn't make a difference. It's a tircha. It's a tircha that's not with Tzorach HaMoed. So it's awesome. Okay. Moritz says it's tricha. The Iashmin and Kamaisa by Hikamar of Yosef Mishum the Mishka Nofish Tzede. You need both of these Mishnayas. One by oil, one by wine. Because they only said the case by oil. Oil is an expensive commodity. There's a big loss if you don't do the process. So that's what Rabbi Yossi said, you can do it. But by wine, if you don't finish the process, it's not going to be a big loss. Maybe there he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you can't finish the process. You can just avoid the big loss. He asked me in Basrai, so by he called Rabbi Yehuda. If it only said the case of wine, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you can't finish the process. But maybe by oil, he would say you could finish the process. Therefore, you need both Mishnayos. Trich. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. Man Tana Shini B'moi B'dover Ha'aveit. Who's the one who holds that when you do something on Chol HaMoed, B'dover Ha'aveit, you have to do it with a Shini. Can't do it regular. Right? Mar says, look Rav Yossi, not like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds you can do the whole process normally, since it's a Dover Ha'aveit. You don't have to change anything or not finish the process like Rav Yehuda says. So if you find somebody who says that the Dover Ha'aveit is only mutter on Chol HaMoed, the Shinui, it's not Rav Yossi. Om Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, halacha is like Rav Yosef. Bo minei mi Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mal lemesha chadisa de shikra b'chol de boada. Are you allowed to smooth out the seal, right, on a barrel, to seal a barrel of beer on Chol HaMoed? Omer lehu Sinai. Omer halacha k'Rav Yosef. Right, Rav Yosef, who's called Sinai. He was a bucky in all of the, he was blind, and therefore he knew everything by heart. So he said the halacha is like Rav Yossi. Maybe that's only by wine. In other words, wine and oil, but nothing less than that. And beer is even less of a loss than wine. By the shikra mi omer, chamra time my mishum the nafish pseide. Shikra nami is fake pseide. Well, beer also is a loss. Even, what's it called, since he doesn't hold it only by oil, which is a big loss, he holds it even by a medium loss, like wine, he holds it by a small loss by beer too. Domer Abaya, Amrli Ein, that beer gets worth less if you don't close the barrel. My mother, meaning his surrogate, his stepmother, because by his mother died in childbirth. So my mother said, "Barshish soy v'shia, mi bartin megaloshia." Better to buy six measures, saw, of beer, than to buy which in a closed cask, than eight in an open cask. The way they explain it is that when you have beer that's very strong, you can dilute it. So you end up getting more than six. You can dilute it with maybe three more. So you have nine measures of good beer if it's in a closed cask. It's an open cask, so it gets weaker. So even though you have eight, you're not going to dilute it. So here you're going to end up with eight, and here you're going to end up with nine if you started with six, if it was in a closed cask. So better to buy the six strong beer than the eight in the unclosed cask, which is weak beer, and you can't dilute it. The halachas of kolamoy are just similar to the halachas of kusin, meaning the kusin were the shomronim, and they were gerei. So according to some gerei emes, according to some gerei arayas, right? They only converted because they were afraid of the lions that were decimating them. So you really convert to Shem Shemayim. And others hold they were Geri Emes, they were, in the beginning at least, really good Geri. But they never really accepted Torah Shebaal Peh, completely. So therefore, what the mitzvahs they kept even more than, what's it called, than the Chachamim. They kept more behind. The mitzvahs they didn't keep. So, and most of the mitzvahs they didn't keep were things that were Torah Shebaal Peh. So there, what the kusim kept or not is a piece by piece thing. Can't make a rule. It's a per case thing. Were these kusim makbid on these mitzvahs or not? There was no general rule. It was nicer. Saint Palamoi, Mayel, Chasa, Amrav Daniel, Bar Kitina, Amrav, Lomar Shehin Akuros, the Ein Lamedos Dumisil. Just like what a kusi does or doesn't do is a per case decision, right? No general rule. Kolamoy is the same thing. There's no general rules. Each case is different because it depends on how much kircha there is. It depends on how the farhesia, how much zilzul, right? Certain things, even a dover of it, are certain times usher. I have all this karka where it's a lot of kircha, could be even a dover of it is in mutter. So you can't learn one from the other. Just because it's mutter over here doesn't mean it's mutter over there. Each case is a consideration to itself. Omar Shmuel, Zolshin Kusa, the Ein Zolshin Chavisa. Shmuel said, you're allowed to put pitch, waterproof, a pitcher, but not a barrel, on Cholamoid. Rabdimi Minardo Omar, Zolshin Chavisa, the Ein Zolshin Kusa. Just the opposite. You're allowed to put pitch on the barrel, but not on the flask, pitcher. Mar Chayesh would say that. One holds that the Iker Nekuda is how much loss there's going to be. And one is Hoshesh for how much Tircha there is. There's not so much Tircha by a pitcher, therefore it's mutter. More Tircha by a barrel. But there's more of a loss by a barrel than there is by a pitcher. So one considers the Malacha as the Iker Nekuda is the loss, the other one is the Iker Nekuda is how much bother there is, how much Tircha there is. Rashi. Oil is expensive. He could say the aser. If the oil gets ruined, it's a big loss. Mold the of Yehuda, but it could be by wine. He molded to Yehuda. It's not such a big loss, but you can't do it. They know Zolit the Gov Mamish. You can't finish the process. The Osili moved him. You can only cover the barrel, but not seal it. The look of Yossi, Gomer, Gomer, Kedarko, Venusaur, Shiva. And maybe the opposite would also be true. If we only had the case of wine, we'd say that's a review. We said you can't seal the barrel. But by law, you can even seal it. From Ashmullah, no. They argue in both cases. The Mesha, Loguf, Achovish, to seal the barrel. Sinai is with Yossi. Halacha, Kravyosi, the Gov, Kedarko, that you're allowed to seal the barrel. Bar Shis, Soy, Vishia, Mi Bar Tim, Nevelosia. Kalamar, Yofa, Sheikh, Armugov, a beer that is in a sealed barrel is better than beer that's not sealed. Shemazik shisha soy, mishaykh shu bechli gov, shemazik shemona soy. Better beer, 6 saw of beer in a sealed barrel than 8 in an unsealed, like we explained. Gehilchus kusim damrinan heiched de'achzik asik. Wherever the kusim held on to mitzvahs and did them, they did them properly, even more medactic than regular Jews. But wherever they didn't, then they didn't do them at all. Heiched lo asik lo asik. And there's no general rule. You have to know in each place, in each case, what mitzvahs the kusim did, and which ones they didn't. Akuros ki ishe akora. It's like a woman who is barren. She ain't lo other mimena pri other gufa. You have no benefit from her except herself. Same thing over here. You have no benefit from these halachas to learn other halachas from them. All you can learn is that halacha. You can't learn others from it. Ain't lo maidens of mizu. The aim of kashen shizu muteres kazu. We can't say, well, just like this is muter, if you can put pitch on a pitcher, you can do it on a barrel. Well, could be that different. Come over kushim, velo amrina ki hechid the mazik bahai, mazik bahai. Just like by kushim, we don't say, well, since they do this mitzvah, they probably do this mitzvah too. No. What you know they do, and what you can't assume from that anything else. Ela lo yalti hani mihani. Mar, the omr zol shim chadisa chayish mukseva. The one who says that you're allowed to put pitch on a barrel, because he says there's a greater loss by a barrel. And that's mafriya, even though there's greater tircha, but the loss is what is the deciding factor. By a pitcher, like a psevia sera, is not such a big loss, but there's also less tircha. Kuzia is a kri cotton, a pitcher. Mar the omar zolts on the kuzia, the chayish, the tircha yisera. The kuzia, like a tircha yisera, by a pitcher, it's a small thing. So there's not a lot of tircha, but chadisha, you can tircha, you save it. Finish off over here. Omer Abaye, Naktin and Hilchus Moed, Hilchus Shabbos. Abaye said that there's a similarity between the halachas of Chol HaMoed and the halachas of Shabbos. Yesh men potter, achal osur. Some of them are osur with the Rabbanan. The Yesh men mutter, lechatchila. And some of them, when it says potter, are mutter, mamish, lechatchila. And some of them are, what's it called, Chayiv is no chiyuv chatas or misa or something like that. The most they can be is potter aval osur, like that they could be osur min haTorah, like we said, machlokes rishonim could be osur min haTorah, and still by Shabbos the ones that are osur min haTorah are chayiv because there's an onish. Chol HaMoed there's no onish, so can't be more than potter aval osur, but it could be osur min haTorah, unlike Shabbos where potter aval osur is usually only the Rabbanan.